Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Papadopoulos. Welcome to The Psychology Behind. This week's episode is sponsored by Chrysalis Counseling Training Courses. This week, we're talking about how to end a toxic relationship. Now, there's an old saying that people would rather be somewhere that's uncomfortable rather than somewhere that's unknown. And I think this is particularly true when it comes to unhealthy relationships. We know that we aren't happy. We know that the relationship doesn't have a future, yet we feel stuck. Even though the whole point of a relationship, any relationship, whether it's personal or professional, is that it somehow enhances your life, we lose sight of that and we stay somewhere that we know isn't healthy because I think we fear change. Now, of course, no relationship is perfect, but in general terms, a good relationship should make you feel secure and respected and free to be yourself. There should be a sense of reciprocity when it comes to how much give and take there is, a sense of safety when it comes to being able to trust and depend on someone, and an ability to communicate emotions and to argue effectively. Toxic relationships lack many of these things. Instead, they're punctuated with power imbalances and unreliability, disrespect, judgment, just general negative energy. Open communication is replaced by kind of that passive aggression so that you aren't having honest discussions about how you feel. And arguments are no longer about getting to a place of better understanding each other, but rather they become a chance to hurt and show contempt or show power. Some very famous research that comes out of the Gottman Institute has to do with how couples argue. Now, they've been researching couple cohesion for years, and they're able to assess with a very high level of accuracy, I think it's in the high 80s, of what couples will stay together and what couples will split up based on how they argue. And the factor that they pick up more than anything is contempt. Contempt is a really ugly word, right? It has to do with disrespect. It has to do with devaluing the other. It has to do with dislike. And if you're arguing in a way that's to hurt the other person, that's to show that disrespect rather than arguing to get to a better place of understanding, then it's invariable that it's a toxic relationship. It's inevitable that it will come to an end. So when we think about toxic relationships, I think it is these things, these small things sometimes. It's not big things. It is the small things about just that you know, that feeling of not being good enough. And I think one of the most insidious parts, in fact, of a toxic relationship is that it makes you feel like you're somehow losing yourself. You begin to edit your feelings and behaviors to please or not upset some other person to the point that you feel that you don't recognize yourself anymore, right? You start to feel like you can't do anything right, so you find yourself tiptoeing around your relationship, tiptoeing around what feels right to you, what feels honest about what's going on. And I think there's a couple of psychological barriers that kind of feed into this. So what happens psychologically when we're in an unhealthy relationship but we feel that we can't get out is we use cognitive dissonance. So we try and justify our actions, and in doing so we don't acknowledge or see the mistake. So if you've been in a bad relationship for a long time, getting out means acknowledging it's been bad for a long time. But accepting this is hard because you feel like you've wasted time, you feel like you've made a mistake. So you end up in a situation where you kind of get comfortable in your discomfort and you just keep justifying why you choose to stick around. Oh, things were different in the beginning, or this is just a phase. Being aware of this can help you deal with it. So I think you need to be honest with yourself. Are you making excuses? You know, is this relationship giving you something positive, or are you holding on to something that was good at one point but hasn't been good for a really long time, that is making you feel less than about yourself, that is making you feel a lesser version of who you are? If any of this sounds familiar, then I think it's time to address it. And here's what you can do to get out of a toxic relationship.
We know you're a good listener. You listen to this podcast. You've listened to Dr. Linda speak on anxiety, how to boost your self-esteem, and being able to manage your time effectively. Well, now we need you to keep listening, because we want to ask you two questions. Firstly, do people often say that they trust you and your advice? And secondly, Do you want a career that can make real positive changes in the lives of others? Then becoming a counsellor could be the right choice for you. Chrysalis courses offer fully accredited part-time course options that are flexible around your commitments, meaning you could become an accredited counsellor or hypnotherapist in just 3 years and earn between £30 and £60 per hour as per the National Careers Service website. So, if you're looking for a new career or one that will fit around your busy life, all you have to do is search Chrysalis courses online today and take the first steps towards your new career in counselling.
Number one, deal with the denial. Ask yourself how your partner makes you feel. Do they make you feel energized or do they make you feel drained? Do you want to spend time with him or do you feel you have to spend time with him? Are you consistently disappointed with their behavior? The clearer you are about why you're leaving, the easier it will be. And while you're at it, make sure that you're reacting to your situation in the here and now rather than the memories of the honeymoon phase of your relationship. Remember, you know, all relationships develop, but unfortunately, they don't always change for the better. It might be tempting to fantasize about the way things used to be, but doing this will stop you from reacting to the reality of your situation in the here and now. So deal with the denial and be honest with yourself. Secondly, use your support network. Now, this is especially relevant if you feel like you're being controlled, right? The support of friends and family are really important to make you feel safe and secure and to kind of reinforce the importance of the fact that you need to take care of yourself. So try and surround yourself with positive people, people that have a vested interest in your well-being and an understanding of what a healthy relationship and what healthy boundaries look like. You'll need them to give you the support that you need to kind of move forward than dragging you down with negativity, which I think often happens when you surround yourself with people who similarly aren't aware of toxic relationships or don't know how to deal with them. So the people you surround yourself with at this point are key. Number three, think of what has kept you there and then go cold turkey. Look, no doubt there are things that you got out of being in your relationship, right? And some of these things are probably positive, but there's a lot of things that may have been negative. So what's important is that we need to identify what was going on. And by doing this, we need to make sure that you're not beholden to these things, right? So ask yourself, what was it that kept you there? Did the person make you feel powerful or wanted? Are you afraid of being alone? Was there a financial incentive? Once you've answered this, then think through functional ways of getting what you need, whether it's acknowledgement, connection, or support. These are things you should not have to pay with by staying in a toxic environment. And once you've acknowledged this, think about the best way to end it. The best way to end a toxic relationship is to have a clean break. Otherwise, you will only end up prolonging the pain and confusing the situation. So be clear that it's the end and stick to it. Number four, avoid mutual friends. Try staying away from people or situations that have connections to the toxic person in your life. This will not only ensure that you aren't sucked back in, but will also give you the time and space that you need to heal. And finally, number five, develop better self-care skills. It's vital that you have healthy boundaries and limits and that you learn to let people know that you have expectations of how you want to be treated. Saying no if you're uncomfortable or unhappy and taking responsibility for feeling safe in a relationship is not selfish, it's self-care. Thank you so much for listening. As always, it's brilliant to hear from you. So please keep those comments coming. And you guys know the drill. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Share. And, you know, again, send me comments and send me ideas for new podcasts. Always love to hear from you. Until next week, wishing you a happy, healthy mind and body.